The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Guys, if your job is making your life miserable, wake up. You can do something else. IT, and I know what you're thinking. I don't know enough about math or computers to do IT. That's not a problem. There's no excuses because it's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that is their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If I had to bet on what the Astros would do with their pitching staff, I bet they re-sign Charlie Morton. I like Granato's column he wrote last week on Nathan Eovaldi. And I think if you have those two guys plus Verlander and Cole, you're pretty good. They're going to need some lineup help, though.
Well, or they just need the guys that are currently here to start hitting like they can.
You need Carlos Correa to break off his engagement.
Altuve to be healthy.
You need Springer to be healthy. You need Bregman to keep being Bregman. And I still think you need another bat somewhere. Let's be honest about the Rockets. One thing to say, it's early, which it is, but they're a long way from being decent, and they need to get Harden back and get everybody healthy.
Well, they added a player that demands the ball.
It's not like he's taking shots away from somebody who's making them.
He's also a player that basically is a zero on defense. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Which makes him Ryan Anderson.
It breeds an environment of if one guy doesn't play defense, it makes another guy slack on defense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. That's almost the first time that I said Jong Snow, but he's changed it to my name Jong. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and I think the live stream is working, so you can watch us on live stream. Is that correct? I don't know. But if it is, you can. Correction, Fresno State is 23rd in the...
Okay.
Which, there's some teams in there, frankly. Mississippi State, 5-3. A&M, 5-3. Sorry, Aggie, you don't belong in the top 25. Iowa State, 4-3.
Man, that's tough.
You're assuming that Mississippi State's a good team because you have them at 18.
No, but two of their losses are to Alabama and Clemson.
I know, but they also lost to Mississippi State, so you're justifying it by putting Mississippi State 18. And the reality is that and we've known this from the committee is extremely biased towards basically the Big Ten and the SEC more than anybody else. I have this weather thing that I follow on Twitter, National Weather Service Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason... Well, I get the one in English, but I get the one in Spanish right after it. So that's always the one I see first because it's on the top. Aviso de tormenta severa.
Oh, yes.
Incluye Brenham, Belleville, Somerville, hasta las 6:45 p.m. CDT. So there's a severe thunderstorm warning for those areas until 6:45. It still looks bad out there. I'm looking at the Transtar map. The way I go down 59, all red, and there are 6 exclamation points.
Jeez.
Which... That means there's some kind of hazard, right?
Yeah.
They just got rid of one of them.
So one of them just cleared. Hey. All right.
High water on 288, I'm looking at. High water on I-45 south.
Jeez.
High water on 610 east, presumably once you get over the bridge or before the bridge. High water on it's I-10 east.
Not on 290, huh?
Let's see what 290 looks like. 290 actually
because it's like elevated, so they don't.
It doesn't look that bad. There's a stall on 290 and 34th. The rest of it, green and gray.
All right.
A little bit of orange out by 1960. There's an incident on 290 Northwest westbound at Beltway 8, but it's not really slow there. So 290, according to Transtar.
It's amazing.
Looking okay.
All right.
So your odds of getting home better than mine. Mine looks pretty bleak on 59. So at least it's not as bad as it was a little while ago. So if you guys are still stuck, hopefully you'll get home soon. It's all good. Has not been the best travel day for people. I get that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I do want to get to your NFL halfway point. Can we do that? Well, you only got a couple minutes left in this segment. Why don't we take Brandon's call?
Okay.
What's up, Brandon?
Sports.
Hey, sports.
What's up,
man?
Fellas, sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I'm actually coming from 610 in the loop to 290 in Fry, and I'm still sitting in traffic. Yeah. I left at 5, so.
Oh, geez.
Sorry, man.
But anyway, piggybacking off the college football question, I know Michigan's got to win out, but what else do you think Michigan would want to happen? Like, do we want Notre Dame to lose, or do we want...
If Michigan wins out, Michigan's in.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt.
End of discussion. So you don't need anything else to happen. Michigan is the next in line to take a spot. Honestly, I would say the worst thing that could happen to Michigan is Alabama loses.
Or losing to Ohio State.
Well, but I'm saying, assuming that they do win out, assuming that Michigan wins out, I think the worst thing that can happen to Michigan is Alabama loses. Because if Alabama loses...
Then you might have a
problem getting in over them, but anybody else losing is not. It's not going to hurt Michigan in the least.
Yes, where Michigan's sitting, and I think. Let's assume Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame all went out. Right. I mean, that seems fair, right?
Yeah. You're not stretching.
So you got one spot there, and it's either going to go to Michigan or Oklahoma or Ohio State. Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess Georgia,
if they win out, they're in the
win out, beat Alabama,
Michigan's in trouble.
Yeah, then I think a lot of teams are in
trouble. any scenario if you're like looking for that fourth spot, any scenario that has Alabama losing is bad for you. So if you're, I mean, unless you're Georgia, I mean, yeah, well, Georgia, they're hoping that Alabama loses. But LSU's hoping Alabama loses, but anybody else. You don't want that to. If you're Oklahoma fan or you're a Washington State fan, if those things exist, you don't want Alabama to lose, because if they lose and they've got one loss, which would presumably be a good loss to LSU or Georgia, it may even have to be to Georgia, because I don't know, if they lose to LSU and don't play in the SEC championship game, maybe a team like Michigan could get in over them, but.
Yeah, I think they'll find a way to get Alabama in.
They
there.
Might.
I'll stick to that because, listen, I mean, even if Alabama loses, it's still hard not to argue they're one of the best four teams in the country.
Oh, for sure.
And that's kind of what they've done. They basically have decided these are the four best teams fairly early on. They pay lip service to an LSU like they did with Aggie a couple years ago by putting them in the top four.
Knowing that they're going to lose.
And yeah. But I think the other thing that if you just want to insure it, you want to hope Notre Dame loses. They've really only got one place left they might lose, and I don't even know about that.
Well, what's the one you're thinking of? At USC?
Yeah.
I think they've got a better chance of losing this weekend than at USC. And then, I mean, Syracuse has been better, although Syracuse on the road.
Syracuse that's a pretty good football team that can score some points.
Yeah.
If it were at Syracuse, I would bet the hell out of Syracuse. Syracuse doesn't play them this week.
No, they play them in a few weeks.
No,
but that they're still on their schedule.
Yeah,
they play Notre Dame. They play Northwestern this weekend,
which
I mean, Notre Dame's like a 9-point favorite against Northwestern at Northwestern, who Northwestern just beat Wisconsin. You know, it's not.
Yeah, it's not impossible. I just think at USC is where they'll lose if they're going to lose.
The problem is like Syracuse on the road. Syracuse lost at Pitt. How's that happen? If you're good, you shouldn't be losing at Pitt.
Here's one, and I don't want to get too far into lines yet. Boise State minus 13 against BYU.
I think that BYU's kind of floating by on reputation these days. I don't think BYU's very good right now.
Yeah, they've tailed off a little bit, but so's Boise State.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is your kind of classic reputation game.
Yeah.
It looks like most of the weather, according to the Doppler, has moved off to the east. So east and north. So northeast.
Yeah.
But then there's another round coming, just so you know.
Yeah, did you see the final from BYU's last game?
Who did they play? Was
it Northern Illinois?
No, I didn't see that one.
They lost 7-6.
But you know what? They've also turned in some really good efforts. They've just been inconsistent as hell.
I mean,
they changed quarterbacks and everything else.
They beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin, which is like they're going to ride their season on it, which they should.
Well, they
won it.
They almost win at Arizona State, or did they win Arizona State?
No, at Arizona, they did win.
Yeah.
But that was like, I mean, Arizona's turned into a pile of poop, although Arizona's actually starting to look decent. So, yeah, college football, it's a wild year in college football. As usual, it's a wild year.
So it says, what app do you use for your weather? I use AccuWeather on my phone. That's the one that was buzzing all day today.
I use Fred.
Well, because I kind of like to keep everybody up to date on the weather.
That's his favorite thing.
Yeah. The Syracuse Notre Dame game is in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Am I like Syracuse there a little bit?
Well, yeah.
Well, we'll see. That's a couple weeks away. I've just now locked in on this week, and I've got like five games that I just love this week.
Yeah, I'm not in love with anything. I'm debating on my pool picks. I already put in my NFL play, but I'm still torturing myself over college
football. Well, I like UH over SMU. I mentioned that one earlier. I like Memphis a lot against East Carolina. That's another game that I'm pretty fired up about. There's a couple others that I'm intrigued by.
I'm deciding on a couple favorites, like square plays, like Michigan minus 10 or Florida minus 6 or Georgia minus 9.
I might actually go the lousy-ass Oregon State plus 16.5 against USC.
It's not
as much as I just said USC is going to be tough for Notre Dame, that's also going to be at USC, where Clay Helton just lost his first game as head coach.
And we were talking
this
earlier.
This one, they're on the road.
We were talking earlier, I guess it was off-air, about Louisiana Tech.
Oh, yeah. I look at that.
That's going to be a play for me. Louisiana Tech, who I want to say they might have been 17-point underdogs at LSU earlier this season.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look. But somehow, and by the way, they covered against LSU. I think they were 19-point dogs, and they lost 38-21. And we now know that LSU is way better than Mississippi State, right?
Right.
And somehow Mississippi State is a 23.5-point favorite over Louisiana Tech. And by the way, the only team that beat Louisiana Tech besides LSU is UAB, who, as if you listen to this show, UAB is another moneymaker for us. That's a good team. So, yeah, Louisiana Tech, I think it's some disrespect. And I think they cover. And with Mississippi State's got Alabama. They just played Aggie. They've got Alabama in front of them. This is like the perfect letdown spot. Louisiana Tech might end up being my play, in fact.
It's funny. One of our listeners, Larry, who emails me a lot, said, ask Brad Powers about that game. I just saw his email. And it says all the things we just said about Louisiana Tech. Said, ask him about Louisiana Tech.
Oh, he's on him?
Yeah. So okay. Larry's on him. Said to ask Brad about it tomorrow, which we will. We'll have Brad Powers on tomorrow.
Is Brad on it, or is your buddy's on it?
No, he's on it. He said to ask Brad about it.
Okay.
So.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, which means there's a lot of different offers out there. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and then months later found out that you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064. We'll be right back.
is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
Maryland did that long, deep dive and their investigation into the program after the death of Jordan McNair, the offensive lineman, June 13th, 19-year-old who obviously suffered from heat stroke. And listen, mistakes were made. There's no question about it. This is something that this was a very preventable death.
Listen, I was stunned. I thought there's no way they could bring him back. Here's my thought. I don't know the man, and I wasn't in the situation. But what I do know is a head coach and a strength coach are almost synonymous. That was his first hire. And to hear, in my opinion, the ridiculous garbage that he didn't know who reported to who, the head coach oversees that. And if there are things going on with the strength and conditioning coach, the head coach steps in and either goes along with it or stops it.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Trade pros, Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Let me introduce you to Old Humble Distilling Company, my new favorite whiskey. Crafted locally in Humble, Texas, their whiskeys are smooth and rich in flavor. Head to your local liquor store and grab a bottle of their Texas Straight Whiskey or Special Reserve Whiskey. If they don't have it, bug them till they do. I got mine, so get yours today. Upgrade your liquor cabinet with something nice from Old Humble Distilling Company, your new favorite whiskey. Be awesome. Drink humble. OldHumbleDistilling.com.
Hey guys, I have to tell you about Robinhood, a terrific investing app. Lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, all commission free. And I love Robinhood. We were using Robinhood for a long time before they ever started advertising with us. And what I like about it is they make financial services work for everybody. It's not just for the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's a great way to get started in the stock market. You don't have to put a lot of money in there, or you can if you want, but it's simple. It's got a clear design. It's presented in an easy-to-digest way. I check mine every day, and I know exactly where I stand. And it's really cool because other brokerages are going to charge you up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge you commission fees at all. You trade the stocks, you keep all of your profits. And the best part about it is you can learn how to invest and how to follow these trends. You can set it up to where you basically have a watch list to see, you know, anything you want, to see what it's doing and know when you can buy and when to get rid of it. And you can discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, custom notifications. They make it so easy for you. Robinhood's going to give listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Make your money work for you.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Mike from Tomball says, hey, A.J., I'm with you, man. Fred is the best app around. All I do is try to give people, you know, good weather information on a day like this. And
We appreciate it, man.
Good traffic information. You know, but now that AccuWeather app on my phone is great because it'll tell you like wherever you are. And by the way, everything's red right now on there. It'll tell you, and it's worked real well for me, especially if I'm out on my bike or something. And it'll say rain coming in 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is usually within 2 or 3 minutes. So I know, all right, get your ass home. So, talking about the college football playoff rankings a little bit, and we didn't get into it too much yesterday in 6 o'clock, but I love LSU and I hope they win this week, but they would not be in my top four because I would look at it differently than these guys. I would look at it as, okay, if you beat Alabama, yeah, I'm moving you up, but I can't.
But, I mean, you've got to base it off their resume to date. And LSU has a better resume than anybody today.
But the reality is, to me, the whole committee does this as a pandering move.
That's fair.
Because remember, they did it with A&M too. It's like, you know, they've got to play Alabama at some point. And if you're following college football and, you know, not just Vegas, Alabama's projecting to beat LSU. To put them there now means, okay, so you move them to number one. If they beat Alabama ahead of unbeaten Clemson, great, that's fine. If they beat Alabama, they're in the top four. If they lose, they're not. So putting them in there now, it just, to me, it just strikes as pandering. That's all. And I think that's what they do. They pander to certain schools.
They do a little bit. But, I mean, is there anyone who you would say is absolutely more deserving than LSU to be in that four spot?
No, but I would have somebody realistic in that. I'd have Notre Dame third.
Or Oklahoma. Or
a team that, hey, we talked about Michigan. Michigan wins out, they're in.
But, I mean, you can't put Georgia ahead of them because they beat Georgia.
No, I probably, although Georgia has a more likely path to get there than LSU does at this point. Because they have a chance, if they beat Alabama, they went out and beat Alabama, they're in. LSU, if LSU beats Alabama
and Georgia,
they have to beat Georgia again. Yeah, I think Georgia has an easier path.
Or Kentucky.
Oh, stop with Kentucky.
With Kentucky. Kentucky
is
this week.
Kentucky is not the ninth best team in the country. No. That is just silly.
You know, I mean, but that's a fact, though. If Kentucky somehow beats Georgia this weekend, they go to Atlanta for the SEC championship. That they're in.
Which means, basically, the Alabama LSU winner is winning the SEC.
Yeah,
it's not, which I think Alabama is anyway.
Yeah,
but I mean, and that's not to say. I'm rooting for LSU. I hope they win. And somebody was asking earlier, what would the line be? LSU and Notre Dame on a neutral field.
What's your projection?
I think LSU. I think Notre Dame would be +2, maybe 3.
Oh, really? Oh, I was going to say I think Notre Dame would be favored. See, by
I think,
probably two
I think
or three.
LSU would be favored, by
and
two
I would.
Three.
I would pretty. I would. My personal power rankings would say Notre Dame -1 or a pick 'em.
Yeah, I mean. Pick'em's probably fair. I think LSU would be a very slight favorite.
Okay.
So, I mean, but we're talking the difference of a couple points here.
And also, I mean, yeah, it's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it's because LSU beat Alabama and then LSU would be favored. You know, like
right.
If in the playoff,
right.
Like if it got to a playoff scenario and LSU played absolutely. Notre Dame, they'd be favored because they would have beaten Alabama and their stock would
and
be way up.
And presumably Georgia again or Kentucky or whatever, but. 832 says the Fred app is good, but I'll only give it 4 stars. Sometimes the app moves to sports stories instead of weather, which I just did. Sorry. I do have another sports story that I wanted to get to. Was AJ's effort on Sports Map today?
Oh.
Which we talked a little bit.
Everyone's probably read by now.
Of course they have.
Yeah.
That's
not true. If everyone had read it, you would have told me about the numbers that it's pulling.
I haven't checked. You know what?
Which means it's probably doing horribly. Thing.
No, I haven't checked the numbers today because I've been a little busy. All right. Today was supposed to be easy, too, just like yesterday was supposed to be easy.
Well, the thing that I wrote on Sports Map today includes my power rankings for the NFL through 8 weeks. There's no real halfway point in the NFL season because some teams have played 8 games now, some have played 7. But I figured this was as good a time as any. So I did my power rankings.
That's another reason to hate bye weeks, by the way.
Yeah. Everybody's bye week should be after week 8 anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys don't need rest. What's wrong with them? But I would say it's a fair look at what I think the league is shaping out to be at this point. And I talk about some things that I was really wrong about at the beginning of the season. I put my preseason predictions on there for you to laugh at if you want.
They're not that far off, but let's be honest. But there's a couple. But go check it out. It's on Sports Map, and AJ needs some hits. So help him out. He's sixth on the site today. We need to improve that.
Jaguars, Falcons, Niners in the playoffs seems a little bit off.
Niners, okay, fine. Falcons may still sneak in. They're not winning the South, though. They're probably too far behind. Jaguars, everybody picked the Jaguars, including me. I think I might have picked the Texans to win the division and the Jaguars to be the wild card.
I think you might have, too. I think you and John both picked the Texans.
Yeah. Which, after 3 weeks.
You picked Texans, and then you picked Jaguars and Titans as wild cards.
Okay, that's going to be a fail. But I also
yours doesn't look, your AFC doesn't look bad. Chiefs, Steelers, Pats, Texans, and then Jaguars, Titans. Those don't look good, but your division winners are pretty solid. And then you've got Rams, Vikings, Cowboys, Saints, Eagles, and Bears as your wild card. You may have done a really good job of predicting, Fred.
Well, for half a season to have the Bears as a wild card, that's one of my long shots. I still think
my picks are horrible compared to you guys, honestly.
Well, it's early. It's going to change. Maybe the Cowboys not looking so good, but although that the NFC East, I don't think anybody's running away with. I think Washington will come back to the pack a little bit.
I do too. I still think the Eagles are going to be heard from.
Yeah, I do too. But I kind of figured that. But I think I had the Eagles in the NFC Championship as a wild card. I'm pretty sure I did that. All right. Well, we didn't even get to talk about that story, did we?
Well, we talked about it a little bit. People can go look.
But but you've got your MVP projection from the beginning of the season and who you'd have now.
Do you agree with my top five right now?
I agree with your top four.
Okay.
Well, actually, I agree with your top three.
Oh, okay. I knew you were going to poo-poo number four.
Yeah, but the reality is I don't know who I would put at four and five that – to me, there's like a box of 15 players you can throw in there.
That's fair.
So I'm not going to argue with your picks because, but I do think, I like your top three, which I don't know exactly what order I'd put them in, but you have Gurley, Mahomes, Breeze. I think those would be the three leaders. I think there's a lot of guys you could put four or five. I don't mind the picks at four and five because
I put Philip Rivers creative. And Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
You could put Jared Goff in that conversation. I think there's a lot. I mean, obviously, you can put Tom Brady in there pretty much every year.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers every year.
But, I think Philip Rivers is having a fantastic season. One of the most interesting things that I was looking at is the comeback player of the year. There are so many guys that are eligible for that this year.
Well, I think the top two you have right now are like way ahead of everybody.
Well, when you consider how many games that Aaron Rodgers missed last year.
Yeah, but I think there's a big difference between what Aaron Rodgers did last year to what Andrew Luck's doing.
Yeah.
Off of not playing at all last year.
Well, I went Andrew Luck, J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, Richard Sherman, Odell Beckham Jr.
And I think your top two right now is an exacta box, and one of them wins it.
One of them wins it, I'm sure. I mean,
unless they get hurt again.
I think that the other guy that probably warrants some consideration is Adrian Peterson.
That would be the other guy I would throw into the mix. So. Especially, I mean, he's playing really well for them. If he keeps that up all year, puts up a 1,300, 1,400-yard season.
It was just hard to figure out what he was last year because he was getting moved around so much. Like, he was in New Orleans, he played in Arizona.
I mean, essentially with three teams. I mean, the Vikings cut him, Saints sign him. That doesn't work out. Goes to Arizona, has one good game, and then you're just kind of like, okay, he's done. And now, here's a newsflash. He's not done.
He's good. Good at sport.
Yep.
Hey, guys, if you own your home, listen up. Listen to my words. Our friends over at Bill Advisor, they're about to deliver big savings on your home insurance. And shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then someone came along and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. But Bill Advisor's got a new system. It's even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They will deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds. How do they do it, you might ask? I'll tell you, using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They want me to spell the word money for you, but I think you know how to spell it. Money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send it back. Get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And we're talking real savings. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018 and no one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today from Bill Advisor.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Look Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauley.
The first edition of the college football playoff rankings are out. Two Texas teams are listed. Texas comes in at number 17. Texas A&M comes in at number 20. The top team from the Big 12 is Oklahoma. They're number 7. The top team from the SEC, Alabama, they're number 1. They're going to match up against LSU this weekend, and LSU happens to be the number 3 team. The Houston Rockets lose yesterday to the Trailblazers 104-85. They are now just 1-5. They are off till Friday when they visit Brooklyn. And the Houston Texans getting back to practice. They get ready to visit Denver on Sunday. They'll have a former Denver Bronco on the roster. That'd be Demaryius Thomas, the wide receiver acquired yesterday from Denver in exchange for a 4th-round pick.
I'm Matt Pauley with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats is home of Cajun Eats. Try our lunch BOGO specials and amazing daiquiris. Plus, Buku's got you covered this football season. Find out more about Houston's best Cajun food spot at Buku713.com. That's B-E-A-U-X-C-O-O.
You guys listened. You didn't get played on your trade. You went to GiveMeTheVIN.com, and you've laid your trade down to me. My name's John Clay Wolf. We buy more cars than anyone in the Southwest United States at GiveMeTheVIN, GiveMeTheVIN.com. Don't get lowballed by the dealer. We beat the dealer all the time at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Remember, if I don't beat your CarMax offer, I owe you a check for $100.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by presenting sponsors Texas Children's Hospital and the Daspit Law Firm. Don't forget, join me for the best in soccer talk and football talk weekly on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Little thing, I guess I missed part of a conversation where Lamont thought stouts were sour or bitter. Because I guess I said I don't eat sour stuff. Stouts are not sour. There's some bitterness to some of them. And I'm sure you can find one that's sour, but that's not.
If it's sour, something went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a mistake. But, you know, it depends on the stout, too. I mean, I would say Russian Imperial stouts are probably my favorite. Well, barrel-aged.
Yeah.
But Russian Imperial stouts are probably second on the list. I mean, a really good Russian Imperial stout will knock your thing in the dirt, and it tastes good. Stouts and porters.
Good stuff.
That's what I've and see, this time of year, it's great. Of course, I'm not drinking till, well, I may. You know what?
Eric will be here tomorrow.
I will have one tomorrow.
I'm going to have one tomorrow.
Nice. Be good to have Eric here. 713-780-ESPN. Anyway, just to kind of follow up with the rest of your story, you did a defensive player of the year, which I think your number one is far and ahead of
almost a lock. I mean, yeah. I don't want to say that it's halfway through the season, but it's going to be hard for anyone to catch Aaron Donald. He's the best defensive player in the whole world.
I don't think anyone would dispute that, except for, you know, maybe someone from the Watt family for either Watt.
Yeah,
TJ's having a real good year too.
He is, but
yeah, Aaron Donald's the best. Your offensive rookie of the year, I think, is a lock. I still, the guy you have second, I think, is too high.
I do too, but I'm just
you're projecting.
Taking track record into play, and they love to give those awards to quarterbacks when they can.
I would have Barkley and Kerryon Johnson 1-2 right now, but that's cool.
Philip Lindsay climbing that list too.
Yeah,
we'll see how he does this weekend.
He's going to have a big game because the Broncos are going to destroy the Texans.
You think so?
I don't think they're going to destroy him, but I think they're going
to
win.
Man, I don't know what to think of that game. I got no idea.
Well, I was all set to bet the Broncos until they made this trade. There's a lot of players there that aren't happy about it. And, I mean, it does say, even though I think it makes sense from the Broncos' perspective, it also sends a we're giving up message.
Yeah.
And that's not a good message to send to your players. So I just think the injuries in the secondary, although I think that's mitigated a little bit with Thomas being a Texan now, it's one less guy they have to cover.
Yeah.
I think that helps, but I think the injuries in the secondary concern the hell out of me. And that's a really good defensive line of the Broncos. Although Von Miller, not having a Von Miller type season, still pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
But Miller and Chubb scare the hell out of me against that offensive line. So there you have it. We talked about your comeback player of the year, but that's all on sportsmap.com. Go check it out. Give AJ some hits, man. He needs to rally.
Yeah, I'm going to get fired.
No, it's just you're not going to win the bonus.
I'm not going to win that stupid bonus.
Well,
that's all
you
right.
Think it's stupid when you get it.
I think it's stupid because I'm not winning it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say anything, but Joel Blank is taking the lead here thanks to his videos.
He does those videos. I just don't like to do videos. I don't like to bring in like a suit and stuff. Like he always brings in fancy clothes.
You don't have to wear fancy clothes to do cool videos.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of taking it on his own to do that, and he's done a great job, and I'm very, very, very happy that he's getting the traction that he is. Palillo does a video every day, too.
Every day?
Yeah.
Man, these guys got a lot of time on their hands.
Palillo does a two-hour show. Yeah, so he's got time to do videos. Joel doesn't do one every day. He does a few a week, though. But just in case you're curious, well, I don't count in this race, so we don't count mine. Joel Blank number one, Jerry Bowe number two, on page views now, just ahead of Charlie Palillo at number three.
Maybe that's the move. Maybe I start posting my, I'll start posting my college basketball bets.
I think that's a good
only
idea.
On Sports Map, and then people will come see them.
Yeah,
that might be my move.
That's
of course people. Yeah, that would keep it off my Twitter.
Of course, then you're also going to get all the haters, and then when you block them, they're going to start tweeting at me.
That's true.
Hey, Till Hoffman this, like that knucklehead did with Jerry, and I had to deal with that, and it turns out the guy was just completely wrong. So, you know, I don't – well, you know what, though? I bet it'll get hits. That will drive traffic. It's funny. Like, when I write a horse racing – any horse racing picks, which, by the way, Breeders' Cup this week, I will have some picks, but it's going to be different. I'm not going to go through every single race. I have three races I absolutely love, and I'm just going to – those are the three I'm going to put out there. I'm not playing anything else. I'm not giving opinions on anything else. I'm just going to give you those three races, and the one race that I plan to make my most money on and my biggest bet is the Breeders' Cup Sprint on Saturday. And I have a horse I absolutely love that I think is in a terrific spot who's 6-1, and I'm going to give you all kinds of trifecta plays for that. But that's the one that if he wins, I don't really care about the other two races. That's how much money I'm going to make. But I'm not – in the past, I've always had something on every race because that's what people want because it's the biggest races. And, you know, I've – my horse picks have been really up and down all year long, mostly down. And the last thing I want to do is go and do – pick all – every single race and then hope to get one right. And then I can say, oh, look, if you hit this one, when the reality is I'm not going to bet all these races.
Right.
And, you know, it was one thing when you had seven races on one day and they were the biggest races. That's awesome. But now it's spread out over 2 days and they got all these races that ordinarily I would never touch, like juvenile filly sprint turf crap. So I'll have three big plays And I know I'll still get a, what do you think about this race?
I don't have
to. Answer is, I don't.
You don't think about any races except the ones
no.
you bet on.
No, and I've gone through them all. And that's what
drives me crazy during college basketball. So sometimes I'll bet 6-7 games in a night, yeah. and I'll like take the time to list all of them. And then someone will say, well, what do you think about this game? I was like, well, if I had a good feeling about it, I would have put that in with the other 7. Mm. So if I don't have a feeling about it, that means that I wasn't going to bet it.
Right. So I will do that on the site at some point this week. Actually, tonight's going to be my night to go home and finish off all my handicapping for the weekend, including the horses. And so probably tomorrow I'll post it, but I'm going to wait and see what the weather's going to be like in Churchill on Saturday. But I don't want to, and for one thing too, it's always a lot of work to do those things when you're handicapping 16 races and trying to give, detailed picks on everything. So I'm going to just focus on the ones that I think have the best chance and hopefully we'll all win. And if we don't, then, you can go back telling me I'm an idiot. And I'll go clean up my own mess.
Oh, good one. guys, your floors and upholsteries, they took a beating over the summer when the kids were out of school. Well, now they're back in school. Take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. People like to have those lighter colored fabrics nowadays, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. That's where Dirt Free comes in. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100, guys. They're not using the soaps or chemicals that the other guys use. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning your upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Attention, Texas. Don't let creditors blow you away this hurricane season. Call the Mastriani Law Firm right now. Creditors will continue to violate your rights. You need Mastriani's extensive experience to shelter you from the storm. Don't wait for a lawsuit, but if you're being sued or even after a judgment, the Mastriani Law Firm can still help. Call anytime at 713-665-1777. Grab your cell phone and plug the number in right now. 713-665-1777. Primary office, Houston, Texas.
Hey, this is John Granato. If you don't know by now, I like to partake in some alcoholic beverages. That's right, I do. I'm going to admit it. And you might too. And if you do, like I do, you don't feel 100% all the time, especially when you get a little bit older. That's why I started using a product called Thrive Plus. It's a supplement you take whenever you drink alcohol. Thrive Plus is designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects by giving your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. Now, I can tell you from experience, Thrive Plus works, but don't just take my word for it. The founder is an Ivy League scientist. The team includes 5 PhDs, and the product was featured on Shark Tank. To use Thrive Plus, simply take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. If you don't feel 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. With Thrive Plus, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. Or you can find it on Amazon by searching Thrive Plus. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
This is Dan Crenshaw, retired Navy SEAL and candidate for U.S. Congress. I'm asking for your vote today, not as a career politician, but as a public servant. I've spent my whole life defending the Constitution, and that oath has not ended. I will fight to reduce our debt, protect Houston from flooding, and give our kids a future of prosperity, freedom, and love of country. This is my pledge to you, to serve honorably, protect your freedoms, and make Texans proud. Find out more at CrenshawForCongress.com. I'm Dan Crenshaw, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Crenshaw for Congress.
You guys listened. You didn't get played on your trade. You went to GiveMeTheVIN.com, and you've laid your trade down to me. My name's John Clay Wolf. We buy more cars than anyone in the Southwest United States at GiveMeTheVIN, GiveMeTheVIN.com. Don't get lowballed by the dealer. We beat the dealer all the time at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Remember, if I don't beat your CarMax offer, I owe you a check for $100.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
There's so many energy providers out there, and there's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses, and the list goes on. You may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
Senator Paul Bettencourt here. As property tax appraisals rise, tax rates must come down or property tax bills will go through the roof. That's why the average Houston area home has seen skyrocketing tax bills of 37% over just 4 years. I'm asking for your vote to send the tax man back to Austin to pass SB2, a property tax relief plan that 94% of all Republican primary voters approve. Don't wait. Vote early today. Political ad paid for by the Friends of Paul Bettencourt campaign.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Steven, the weather guy, just tweeted out a weather map for you. It says storm starting to pop out ahead of the front. Trick-or-treat window is closing.
Damn.
So it looks like Brenham and College Station and Huntsville and all those. There's a lot of those little lightning things in there. Which, so that's going to be heading this way. Hey, John, before we get to deaths, what do you got for Comic-Cast this week?
We actually talked about Halloween candy. And
oh, really?
Yeah, we talked about
it. Why did you not jump in and plug it then when we were talking about it?
We that stole their perfect. Ideas.
Oh, no. Well, it was a lot of the same thing that we talked about. And Andy was walking around, and he kind of said that he loved, candy corn? And we were like, oh, we talked to him. And we're like, why do you like this? And
he's the one.
Yeah. And it's like, it's just pure, like, granulated sugar. There's no real taste to it. But he's like, I don't know why. But, and we also talked about a bunch of Marvel streaming shows that are coming. Winter Soldier, Falcon, they're going to get a streaming show on the new Disney streaming service. Scarlet Witch is going to get one. Loki's going to get one. And apparently Hawkeye's going to get one.
Hawkeye.
Eh, Hawkeye's so boring.
So
Loki I would watch, and if Scarlet Witch does a porno, I would be in on that.
I don't think she'll do that. I don't know for sure.
You know I like witches, so
yeah.
Another warning just came across. Doppler radar tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending 6 miles south of Forest to near Huntsville to 8 miles west of Hempstead to near Schulenburg. Movement was 25 miles an hour. Half-inch hail and winds in excess of 30 to 40 miles per hour will be possible. Rainfall in the amounts of 1 to 2 inches in an hour.
That ain't good.
All right, so...
we talked about... I think we talked off-air about both liking Toledo against Ball State. Yeah. I don't know if you got on it. I didn't, because by the time I could get a number, it was higher than what I wanted to give. It got up. It went off at 20 and a half tonight.
Yeah, it was 16 or 17, I think, the first time I looked at it. Now it's like, eh.
But they're up 7-0 early in the first. Ball State without their quarterback, they don't have much of a chance here tonight. But at 20.5 points, it seems like a little much.
But it's not
like Toledo's great.
No, they're not the Toledo that we're used to seeing. Where you say, oh yeah, that team's pretty good. All right, let's do deaths, which is how we wrap up the show every Wednesday. 2000, Steve Allen, American comedian, composer, actor, and TV host. Tonight Show and the Steve Allen Show. I'm not familiar with his work.
Me neither, I don't think.
Wow. We should know that. He was on the Tonight Show.
Let me look up a picture of him. He's like old school Tonight Show.
Oh, okay.
He was the host of the Night Show, like pre-Carson.
All right. Well, he died at 78. 1993, River Phoenix. Dies of a drug overdose at 23. Phoenix is not rising.
Are you sure?
It is Halloween.
Yeah. And his brother's now the Joker.
That's true. All right, let me... 2018, Whitey Bulger killed in prison at 89.
He got transferred to a new prison because he threatened the life of an employee at his old prison. First day there, got beat to death with a padlock inside a sock.
Yeah, apparently.
While he was in his wheelchair.
By a hitman, yeah.
Which they tried to cut his tongue out.
But, you know what? Dude got away with it for a long-ass time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he got over. And 89's a hell of a run for a gangster, especially when you disappeared for like 25 years or whatever it was. All right. I don't know if these animals I'm going to pass. I don't know how much time we have. I'm going to move on to the best deaths.
We got about a minute.
Yeah. Red Auerbach, 2006. Jam Master Jay, 2002. Walter Payton, 1999. And Harry Houdini, 1926. Could not escape death. And here's your porn stars. 2009, Larissa McComas, 38 years old, dies from...
I'm going to go with alcohol poisoning.
Long illness, it says.
Like,
that's what I'm
cirrhosis
guessing.
Of the liver.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. 2008, Tiffany Sloan.
Suicide?
Drug overdose. Suicide by drug overdose.
Okay,
yes!
Now.
1959, Blonde Dolly. 1959, society prostitute.
Oh, Blonde, she's not even a porn star. She's a prostitute. She's murdered, for sure.
Murdered by strangulation.
Yeah.
And I don't know how Man of War, American Thoroughbred Racehorse made the porn star list.
Oh, I'm going to go with heroin overdose. Complications from AIDS.
Laminitis. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.